aspects of foundation repair, including leaky basements. PermaJack provides permanent solutions to all your nagging water problems, whether it's a simple crack repair or a comprehensive drain system. They will make sure your basement remains dry, and they'll back it up with a written guarantee. So for home settling problems, bowing and buckling walls, or if you have a leaky basement, call the company St. Louis has trusted for over 30 years, PermaJack. Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553. Family owned and operated since 1974. When your building needs a helping hand, solid as a rock, PermaJack, 636-225-2553.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Addiction can affect every family and every neighborhood. That's why there's ARCA. Find out more at ArcaMidwest.com. Whether your family is in the grips of a heroin addiction, maybe it's alcohol, maybe you're a working professional that has an addiction problem. ARCA has outpatient treatment programs as well as short-term and long-term programs to get you back up on your feet. I've seen it work myself. To find out more, 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
Hey, Dad. Ready for golf?
Hi, son. I'm not sure I'm going to make it today. My arthritis is acting up this morning.
Dad, have you tried Blue Emu?
Have I tried what?
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Works fast, penetrates deep, relieves pain in your achy muscles and joints.
But I don't want to smell like a medicine chest.
You won't. Blue Emu's non-greasy and odor-free.
In that case, let's play 36 today.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
On this side of the law, bum, bum, bum. On that side of the law, who is right, who is wrong, who is for and who's against the law? Well, you see,
enjoy or appreciate or learn from this next segment are people who've never heard it. And you may not have a legal problem now, but trust me, I'm old enough to know you will never make it through life without a legal problem or two. You just won't. One of these days, I will tell you a story. I got a punk right now who's trying to come after me for an automobile accident, and he hit me right in the side. But as somebody once said, or many people once said, anybody can sue anybody for anything, even if they don't really have a case. But it's just irritating and time-consuming, and it's always good to know a good attorney. We have one sitting right here in the room. His name is Scott Sherman. Now, if you have an issue and you think you may need some legal advice or more than that, this is your chance to get some great advice, guidance, maybe referred to someone else. Not going to cost you anything. His name is Scott Sherman. Scott, hello.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
Good. That's proof right there that he's in the room. Now, here's how this is going to work. I'm going to talk about my great dentist, and while I do that, you will call. Many of you already are. Here are the numbers from most... What?
I was going to say, before you do that, can I do a traffic bulletin real quick?
No.
Okay.
I'm kidding. But if you're going to do it right. Get in the tube, go down the traffic center, okay? All right, Dan Strauss is in the traffic center transportation. Yep, that's how fast that thing is. He's in the traffic center. We're going to go there live. Boy, there's a lot of activity. Dan, what's going on down there?
Well, Frank, thanks to a KTRS listener that called this in. Westbound 44, there's a backup, some police activity. Not exactly sure what's going on. Tim Weiland and I have more for you at the bottom of the hour. But there is about a mile-long backup on westbound 44 from Six Flags, I guess. So you're talking from Six Flags back east a mile. So there you go. And that is on westbound 44. So
all right, I'll head back. You come on back in here now.
I'm back already.
Well, that's fast. That's no faster than any elevator. The KTRS Traffic Transportation Tube, TTT, courtesy of TTT Incorporated. Now, back to the numbers. For most cell phones, star KTRS, which is star 5877. From other phones, 314-969-5877 or other There's this last little squeak by, one line coming in thing, 888-550-KTRS. In just mere moments, Scott will be ready to help you, starting with Timothy, who's been holding the longest. But before we do that, might I share with you that I have been going to the same dentist for 44 years, and I'm going to invite you to go there, too. Maybe one of these days we'll meet in the lobby, and maybe we won't. But whether we do or not, your reaction after your first appointment at Ballast Dental Care is going to be this. I wish I had come here sooner. I should have been coming here for years. I can't believe that I have waited this long to go to the dentist. Now, that's what will be said by those of you who have not been to the dentist for 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 20 years. And I say 20 years because I still won't forget the letter that I got from somebody in Illinois who said it had been over 20 years since he'd been to the dentist, and he finally made an appointment. He said it took a long time to believe that what you were saying was true. But I went, and it is. It's like after a few minutes, certainly after that visit, you'll feel like you've been a patient there for a long, long time, because they don't make anybody feel ashamed or embarrassed or, look, the past is the past. What you didn't do, you didn't do. But to continue to ignore your health, and that's what you're doing, to continue to ignore your teeth, your gums, there's not really an excuse for that. You said, well, you know, I don't have any dental insurance. Well, I don't either. Okay? They'll work something out with you. There are ways. It's, again, priorities. So you need a dentist? I have it. I have the clinic. It's called Ballast Dental Care. And, again, I've been going there for 44 years. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, and the website is ballastdentalcare.com.
Hey, Colleen just called and corrected you on our traffic tube. Mm-hmm. It's traffic import transportation, I think.
You know what? She's right. Yeah. It's the transport tube. It's the traffic inter transport tube. TIT. It's the TIT. What's her name?
Colleen.
Colleen, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. I think Colleen works for TIT.
Yeah, she does.
If I remember, she is executive vice president of sales. In fact, I think she did the contract to install the TIT.
I think so.
Thank you.
Once you get it right.
Man, I messed that up. All right, let's go here. Let's start with Timothy. Timothy, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Timothy?
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Scott, I have a question about power of attorney and a prenuptial agreement from 1995 from my father. He had a stroke 3 years ago. He's at about 90% capacity, and his wife has decided she wants to move him to Colorado this September. And I want to know if everything from 1995 and everything says strictly Missouri, is that going to all still be good crossing state lines into Colorado?
Can I take this?
Absolutely.
I say yes. Power of attorney to power of attorney. And I don't think it matters. Scott, your turn.
Mr. Pinion is right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we want to make sure, one, that that power of attorney was durable.
Right.
And that power of attorney has not been revoked.
What does that mean, durable?
Durable means that it is in place on all issues. There are powers of attorney that are limited to financial matters, powers of attorney that are limited to health care decisions.
Oh, this is all inclusive.
This is all inclusive in the horizontal.
Okay.
Now, as far as the vertical goes, how long this will be, and if it is irrevocable, that means it's permanent. But if it's revocable and it hasn't been revoked, does A, your father have capacity to revoke it? You said he has 90% capacity. Yeah. I don't know if that means that he's 90% with it or 90% not.
He's with it.
Okay.
He gets a little forgetful once in a while.
He can revoke it.
Okay.
If it's revocable. And if he doesn't like the way she's handling his affairs, he can get his own attorney and he can say, I don't want this anymore. I'm not moving to Colorado. She can move her by herself and consult with somebody and get it revoked.
Okay.
He would need an elder care lawyer. He really didn't need one, but
Timothy, does he want to go there?
I don't know. It's debatable. We'll find out Sunday at Sunday dinner.
And then and then on the prenuptial agreement, the antenuptial agreement, not against, but before, that's solid gold, unless he wants to change that also.
Okay.
But if he gave her durable power of attorney and she went and changed it for him, there are all kinds of problems with that. Self-dealing, self-interest, undue influence. So if it is still in place, it's still in place. But if it has changed, that would be a huge red flag, and I think a big siren that she's up to no good.
Okay. Would a regular attorney be able to handle that?
That'd be a domestic lawyer, somebody that does divorce cases and stuff. So I would say if he's interested, someone that does estate planning slash elder care as people get older. There are lots of issues that are beyond just making a will. And a domestic lawyer, a divorce lawyer, to look over that prenuptial agreement and to see if anything about it has changed.
Great. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome.
You guys and, have a good evening.
And Timothy, we appreciate that you listen. Thank you.
Thank you.
All Goodbye. Right. Why? Nobody ever uses the word nuptial unless they're talking about prenuptial. It's like, what? Hey, when I forgot, what's the date of your nuptials? Nobody says
no.
that. Do they?
No.
Why don't you say premarital agreement?
Yeah.
Why not? I'm telling you, if I ran the world, there'd be some changes made.
I like those simpler things that don't confuse people.
Me
because
too.
I always find that if it sounds confusing, that means they don't want you to really know what it's about.
That's exactly right. Bob is with us. Bob, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hello, Scott, AM and the PM.
Thank you, Bob.
Hallelujah. I had an incident or an accident where I was stopped at a light. Someone rear-ended me. When the police officer came, the person that rear-ended me said, someone hit them first and drove her into me. And so the police never issued a ticket. Of course, this third party wasn't anywhere around, and there was very little damage on the back of her car, just a dent that looked like it had been there before. But my insurance company says I have to pay the deductible because the lady that hit me wasn't at fault.
Are you ready for my analysis of this?
Sure.
The rear-end collision doctrine means you win. Now, this paying the deductible may be temporary while it's decided.
Now, wait a minute. You win if you get rear-ended.
Yeah. The presumption on
the presumption is you didn't have enough space. You shouldn't have hit this person in front of you.
The presumption is that if you are hit from behind by another vehicle, the vehicle that hit you from behind is at fault unless they have an unbelievably good reason,
right,
like this lie that this woman has
told. Or the brakes went out.
That's not even a good reason.
Well, like if the brakes failed,
then you're responsible. You're assumed to be responsible for the maintenance of your vehicle.
Okay, but I'm sure there are exceptions where they actually failed and the car had been inspected a month before. Something just went. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, 99% of the time, if you get rear-ended, it's the fault of the person behind you.
Yeah, exactly. So you're 0% at fault here. You're the innocent victim.
Unless you were you in reverse at the time, going backwards?
No.
Okay, I'm kidding.
Oh, wait, I've heard that twice in the last 6 months on cases where I've represented the person in front where
they tried to claim the guy in front was going backwards.
Up and hit
me. My goodness.
At the stoplight. Of course,
you know
that's what
you know when that used to actually happen with stick shift cars where you're on a hill and you got the clutch in?
Yeah, we were talking about that last
and
week.
And you go to move forward and it rolls backwards. Those days are pretty much over.
So, Bob, were you hurt in this thing?
No.
Too bad. But here's my advice. Here's my advice for this.
Too bad you're so honest.
Yeah, you know, if I could train you people. No. All right, Bob.
I got a tumor now. I got brain tumor.
Well, that's a little TMI. So on the property damage thing, what's your deductible? $100, $500?
$500.
Okay. This $500 is going to have to be withheld from you, but that's not the end of the game. What these insurance companies will do is send the property damage because your insurance company is going to pay for the work minus the $500. They're going to go to something called arbitration, meaning your insurance company, is it different than hers? Don't tell me the names. Is it different than hers?
Yes.
Good. They're going to file an arbitration, and it's going to go to some third person, and the facts of your statement versus the facts of her statement are going to be presented. And at some point, that other insurance company is going to reimburse your insurance company for what your insurance company paid. Plus, I would suspect the $500 that you have to withhold. So you're going to get your $500 back eventually. If that arbitration is determined not to be 100% her fault, call me and I will sue this you-know-what, and we will figure out a way to teach her a lesson about lying to the police and not taking responsibility for her actions.
Okay.
But you are going to be temporarily $500 short. How long does arbitration take? About 6 months. Participate with your insurance adjuster and tell him or her, I absolutely want this arbitrated. I do not want this on my record.
Okay. Well, they said they were going to pursue it.
Good.
And then they were going to try and find this third party.
There is no third party. This is a lie. Did you see a third party?
No.
No, they would have passed you. Otherwise, they would have put their car in reverse and driven the other way. So if you're hit from behind, did you hear another impact before it hit you?
No.
Now, here's right. my question, Bob. The person behind you that hit you claims that somebody behind her hit her, right?
Right.
What does the back of her car look like? You said it was just a tiny nothing that could have been there forever.
Well, there was a dent on the bumper about the size of a golf ball.
Okay. Yeah. Anybody that hits somebody hard enough to knock them into somebody else, that's impossible.
Yeah, that could have happened 6 years ago. Yeah. Nobody even
knows.
That's
impossible.
This is a lie, and I don't know why people do this, but I think that to me, is insurance fraud. And what she said, if what it sounds like here happened, she hit you, and she lies about it under oath, I think she should be prosecuted.
Get an attorney to unload on her with both barrels, and because in the end, Bob, and unfortunately, all this stuff takes way longer than it should, but you are going to prevail, okay? You will.
It's been over a year.
Now, you'll prevail. You will.
And next time, get hurt.
Yeah, hurt you. Yeah,
because then we can represent you.
After the wreck, go home and jump off the roof of your house.
You know, there aren't a lot of guys chasing $500 deductible.
Unless you've got the worst attorney in the world, the worst insurance company, in the end, you're going to come out okay.
I think I have the second one.
Very good.
Okay, thank
you. I think I know them.
Thank you for listening, Bob.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Now, that's a weird deal. I'm not taking up too much time here, but I've never talked about this, and I can't talk about it much. Back in November, I was out of town, and it was I think November 13th, and I made a left turn into a complex, and a guy on a motorcycle hit the right side of my car, and the estimates, all of them, every reconstruction says that guy on the motorcycle was doing 90 to 100 miles an hour when he hit my car. Left, he hits me on the right side. Now he wants to sue me because he hit me so hard at that speed, his body flew 150 feet down the road.
Wow.
I don't think you can hit somebody going sideways. This is unbelievable to me, and it's just a nightmare eating up time and money, and it's too bad that the system sometimes is what it is, because my attorney said this, and this is a guy, this was out of state, this was an attorney out of state, and he said, look, he said, the truth is, if this guy gets a good enough lawyer, that lawyer could actually say, yeah, you know, my client was, he was going really fast, but this guy should have seen it. Come on. Let's go to, and I got a herniated disc out of the deal, too, and I really did. I got the MRIs to prove it. Let's go to Mark, and he should be right here. Mark, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Frank. Can you hear me all right?
I hear you just perfectly.
Okay. I'm in AM and the PM.
Thank you.
So this is a question about my daughter. She worked at a restaurant.
Okay. Well, I think I know which one it is. Go ahead. Yeah.
While she was at work, she fell and hurt her knee, and then proceeded to go to, like, urgent care, had an MRI, had a lot of out-of-pocket expenses, and I finally convinced her that this restaurant chain needed to put that in a workers' comp claim. So there's a workers' comp claim pending. But in the meantime, during all this time, when she went to and got the MRI, she's paying copay, she's paying her deductible, and we got a letter from her healthcare insurance And they're wanting information on this. They're wanting us to fill in, is there a workers' comp claim, what the claim number is, all this stuff. Should we fill that out?
Can I?
Absolutely.
You shouldn't do anything. You let an attorney do it. You don't say squat to anybody anymore. Scott, it's yours.
You know, I always partner up with the smartest people, and Frank's 100% right. These are phishing letters, phishing with an F, not a PH. They're looking for information because her insurance is probably your insurance, right?
It's my wife's, but yeah.
And she get, and your wife gets it as a benefit of work.
Yeah. They're hoping that you will say something that will give them will open a door for them. Don't give them that opportunity.
And this is one of the banes of my existence. Your wife works at a big company. She gets health insurance as a, quote, benefit of work, right?
Correct.
That's not health insurance. It's called an ERISA plan.
Yes.
ERISA, Employee Retirement Insurance Security Act, 1974. I could do an hour on it. I won't. But I'll tell you this. In the last 10 years or so, these ERISA plans have been very aggressive about trying to sniff around to see if third parties are responsible for neck sprains, back sprains, knee injuries, shoulder surgery, so that they can send out these phishing letters. You fill out this claim form or this questionnaire, they call it, and the next thing you know, they're your next door neighbor and your partner in your lawsuit. You don't have to do that. Yes, these injuries are related to work comp. What your daughter needs is a work comp lawyer. How long ago did this happen?
About 2 months ago.
Good. It wasn't 2 years ago. It's not too late. And eventually, these bills will be paid by the comp carrier for the employer, the restaurant chain. But in the interim, you don't have to fill that thing out at all because work comp is not third party. Third party is if she had gone to somebody's house and slipped on their floor and tore her knee up. Work comp is not a lawsuit. It is a way to compensate injured workers for things that happen at work, including medical bills, time away from the job if it's more than 2 days, and something called permanent partial disability, which is after her knee is fixed. What's the difference between how she was before and how she is after? It's a valuable case. I'm not pitching for it, but I know a great work comp lawyer. And if you're interested, send me an email. So I guess I am pitching for the case.
Yeah, I was just concerned if we fill that
do not fill that out. You don't have to fill it out. You don't lose your benefits by filling it out. Everything that the right of the ERISA plan, health plan has is already codified in federal law and is already written in the plan book agreement. You need do nothing more. And I would never fill those out or have clients fill them out.
All right. Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome. Right.
Thank you for listening, Mark. We appreciate it.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Yeah, see, helping people. That's why we're on this earth. Let's go to, yes, she's next. Sue, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hello, Scott Sherman. Hello, Frank.
Hello,
Thank
you, Sue.
I have this, I live in an apartment building, and since the beginning of 2017, the common basement, which has the sewer for the sewage, has backed up a minimum of 5 times this year. At this present time, I'm still waiting for someone to come clean with my basement.
Ooh.
It backed up on Sunday. I called the management. She sent somebody on Monday, and today is Thursday. It's after 4:30, and no one has come to clean yet.
You're on a ground level apartment?
I'm on the bottom, but the sewers, you know, the basement's below me.
Right. Frank, do you want this one first?
I'm not an attorney, and you know that, Sue. But first of all, have you had an attorney contact them, or has it just been you?
No, it's just been me. I let them know what's going on.
Yeah, let's knock that off. They don't. You're not scaring them. You need attorney letterhead. And here's the other thing: you have every right to stop paying rent until they fix this thing. I'll turn it over to Scott. But they're not gonna. This is so common with so many things. The average person. They're not afraid of you, and they'll take their own good time, and they'll do it the cheapest way possible until you put a little pressure on them. And if it costs just a few bucks, you can also have them reimburse you for those costs if you have to go to that trouble. And now, here's a real attorney, Scott Sherman.
Thank you.
Okay.
What county do you live in?
St. Louis.
St. Louis County. Not because we don't want you to interrupt your listening to the show, but you need to contact the health department. And you need to contact the building inspector. And you need to get them over there. That is uninhabitable. It is dangerous.
Okay, can I do one thing before I forget it? This always, not always, but in many cases, scares the crap out of that apartment complex. Tell them you've spoken with the TV stations locally, and they are very interested in sending a camera crew out to take a look at this. That will get their attention.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Scott.
And them, too, because that's real.
Yeah.
Right.
There's two legal issues here. One is something called constructive eviction, where it's so disgusting that they're forcing you out and you would not have to pay. If you want to stay and you just want this cleaned up, I would have every city and county government employee who's in charge of health and residency and occupancy over there. And if they shut the whole place down, so be it. How many units are in your building?
Four.
How many units are in the development?
That I don't know.
They want to let you live in filth?
It's hit miss.
They want to let you live in filth worse than a pig? They wouldn't let a pig live that way? They call the ASPCA and they take the pig away and put the person in jail and they're making a human being live like this?
Is there Sue, visual evidence of this in the basement?
Oh, yes. I can go down and take pictures right now.
Have you taken pictures?
We have in the past.
No, take them now. Take video and you do everything you can to get this resolved, and if it doesn't resolve, leave.
Okay.
And send them a note and say, you've got a computer, I'm assuming, send them copies of the pictures you took and say, these are the pictures I'm forwarding to channels 2, 4, 5, 11, and I've already spoken with a radio station.
And I have a landlord-tenant lawyer, and I also have another friend of mine that does something called toxic torts. You're going to love this, Frank. Toxic torts. That's where they sue, usually it's apartment complexes, for having things like black mold, for having things like asbestos cases have been resolved, but things that make people sick, mercury in the water, this kind of thing can rise to the level where you could become very ill. And if you start to get sick at all, take yourself to the hospital.
Okay.
Because this is not fit for human habitation.
That's where our washer and dryers are, and that's why I will not go down there. Yeah. I will not go down there at all.
Your voice, the tone of your voice, I get the impression you don't like confrontation, and you're a pretty nice person. And this is a time where you've got to knock that off, and you've got to become somebody else. You've got to get mean, and you've got to scare them, and you've got to let them know that by the time you're done with them, if this is not fixed, no one ever is going to ever want an apartment there. They'll never want to live there. In fact, some people may be wanting out. Okay, so get mean.
Okay.
All right.
And you can always send me an email. You can always talk to your neighbors. They're in the exact same
predicament
you are.
Yes, they're very upset. That's why we are. That's why I've taken it upon myself to find out. I could call you guys and find out, because I hear you guys every week.
Do you have Scott's email address?
Yes, I do.
Use
Scott Sherman, Law Office.
No. Look backwards. Law Office.
Scott Sherman at gmail.com.
And seriously, do it, and he will sort of guide you and direct you. The strength in numbers.
I got somebody you can talk to tomorrow morning if you want to send me an email is a specialist in landlord-tenant issues like this.
Okay.
All right.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Good luck, Sue. Sue, can I ask you, how old are you?
54.
Favorite age?
Yeah.
Thank you.
And if temporarily things don't work out, you can come over to my house, wash your clothes. So, sometimes my wife goes out for a couple, 3 hours.
Frank, stop it.
Thank you, Sue.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. You know why she said stop it? She knew she was starting to get feelings.
Mm-hmm.
In her mind, she's thinking, oh, my goodness, I would love to do that. I'd love to go over and be with him. And she shut it down. That's self-control.
Yep.
She shut her own lustful feelings down. Scott, I don't know if you've ever had to deal with that in your life, but I'm telling you, I've had years of it. Of women who just...
Did it really just want to get with you? I've never had that, actually. And
yeah, Scott, have you ever had lustful feelings?
No, I live with someone.
Let's see. I tell you what, let me get the business out of the way. Then when we come back, we'll have even more time. But Jim, you're next. You've been holding the longest. And then the chicks that dig Scott, Karen and Elaine and everybody. Please hold on. It won't be that long. And we'll get right back to you. It is... I'm not even... To say the words it's hot is just ridiculous to say that. I don't know. What's today? 105 or some stupid thing. The only people happy about this are the people in the heating and air conditioning business. Now, the people who are really happy are the crooked ones, the people that will go out there and take full advantage of this heat, do something that's so temporary, they know that you're going to be miserable when it goes out again by design, and they get to come back and build you again. Or you could call somebody with credibility and integrity. Let me see if I know anybody. Yes, Matheny Heating and Cooling. And I will never say this is the only reputable, honest heating and cooling company. I hear people do that, and I want to throw up when I hear it.
They're coming to my house tomorrow.
There you go. Unsolicited testimonial. And I'll bet you that tomorrow night you'll have a nice, cool apartment. Matheny Heating and Cooling. 76 years. Okay? Family business. Third generation involved now. Here's all you need to know. One, you need to know that if you make this call and make an appointment, it will not be the last one. This is who you're going to call again. You're going to be that impressed. The other thing you need to know is that you need to be in St. Louis County or St. Charles County. Residential or commercial, doesn't matter. Big, small, medium size, doesn't matter. Brand, make, model, age, doesn't matter. They're qualified. They're trained to work on it. I feel bad for those of you not in St. Louis or St. Charles County. You can't. They're not licensed there. I'm sorry. But for the rest of you, congratulations. We have your heating and cooling company. You know, the other people I feel sorry for, people don't listen to this show. Think about that.
Oh.
Sad. That's sad. Those poor people wandering, lost, don't know where to turn for the right products or services, but you do, and it's Matheny, and like so many other things we tell you about, if you will just make one appointment, you'll never wonder who you're going to call again. It'll be Matheny. Matheny Heating and Cooling. MathenyHeatingandCooling.com.
And we're going to get a check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
Boy, it's a mess out there, Dan. We're going to start off with two accidents on eastbound Highway 40. The first one is before Highway 270, blocking three right lanes, and you're backed up right at Maryville Center. Then you've got another accident between Clayton Warson and McKnight. The two left lanes are blocked, and you're jammed back to Spady. Got another accident that is on eastbound 5570 between Highway 159 and Highway 40. You've got a lane block there. Traffic is jammed back to Highway 157. You've got a report of an accident on Page at Price. Also, it looks like either we have an accident or maybe signal problems on Olive at New Ballast, because traffic is jammed back from Spady westbound onto New Ballast. Then things open up after that. We do have stop and go traffic on southbound Highway 270 between Olive down through Highway 44. And the KTRS listener that called in about that incident on westbound Highway 44 out near Six Flags, that's been cleared. So everything's running well there. And westbound 40 drivers slowing boil through McCausland. This traffic report brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance. From weekend getaways to road trips this summer, worry about where your car will take you, not about your car insurance. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
We're St. Louis's biggest conversation. The Big 550 KTRS. KTRS.
There's no better example of a business that has you covered from top to bottom than the Ceiling Center on the Rock Road. Think about it. They specialize in acoustic ceilings, drop ceilings, metal ceilings, and more. And it doesn't stop there. Your floor is covered too. Literally. Hardwood, tile, great carpet selections with names like Shaw, and so much more. The Ceiling Center is your one-stop shop from top to bottom. Their showroom has over 20 different tile selections to choose from. Plenty of wood samples, carpet swatches, and more. The Ceiling Center, locally owned and operated, and priced well below the big box stores. Good luck getting service after the sale from those giant places, too. The Ceiling Center prides itself on their extensive warranties. Ed and his staff want you back, so it does get done right the first time. The Ceiling Center, on the Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of 270, and online at theceilingcenter.com.
Have your floors taken a beating the last few years? I have a solution for you. I've just purchased a truckload of hand-scraped hickory hardwood flooring that you'll have to see to believe. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president of Midwest Floor. This is a high-quality, 5-inch wide, hand-scraped hickory hardwood floor at an incredible price of $3.59 a square foot. That's right, you can have one of the most durable hardwood floors made. In fact, hickory is 40% harder than oak, and for only $3.59 a square foot. That's 5-inch wide, hand-scraped hickory, and your choice of four gorgeous neutral colors. For only $3.59 a square foot, all with a 25-year wear and finish warranty. So hurry into one of our two stores and take advantage of this truckload offer. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too. Until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-400-1942. That's 1-800-400-1942. 1-800-400-1942.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of an affordable hearing solution called MD Hearing Aid. MD Hearing Aid is rigorously tested by audiologists, doctor designed, and FDA registered. The MD Hearing Aid delivers excellent hearing improvement while saving you more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid. And you can try it for 45 days risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee by calling 1-800-300-9917. MD Hearing Aid is a medical-grade hearing aid that's so discreet, people may not even notice when you're wearing it. MD Hearing Aid lets you hear what you've been missing without the hassle of doctor's visits and expensive and time-consuming fitting appointments. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give yourself this life-changing in-home trial. Try MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days with a 100% money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-300-9917. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-300-9917.
Hi, it's Jennifer Blome to tell you about a hidden gem in the jewelry world, Timekeepers. Timekeepers is a quaint family store featuring three generations of buying, selling, appraising, and repair of fine jewelry, timepieces, and rare collectibles. Timekeepers are located in the heart of Clayton and in West County on Olive. You can browse through their many one-of-a-kind jewelry items, music boxes, unique watches, and more. For hours and directions, go to timekeepersclayton.com or timekeepersstl.com.
Are you ignoring your 401k? If so, it could cost you a small fortune. Learn seven strategies that could reboot your 401k on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1 right here on 550 KTRS.
No one wants to be the sweaty guy at work, right? So, pick up some new Dove Men's Plus Care. 91% of guys who use it recommend it.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, Scott Sherman is still here. He didn't go anywhere. Jim's been holding the longest. Jim, thank you for waiting. Say hi to Scott Sherman.
Thank you. Hey, I'm calling. My wife got in a wreck a couple days ago. She rear-ended somebody, just barely bumped him. Police came and rear-ended her and slammed her even harder into the guy in front of her.
Wait, the police hit her?
Yeah.
Yes, that's who you want to hit.
Hey, now we're talking.
Now you got it. Now you want. So, what's the question for Scott?
My insurance company said that, they'll pay for the damage done to the vehicle in front of her, which was an SUV, but they won't pay for any of the front end of our vehicle. And my wife said she hit the guy barely. Nothing fell forward from her seat. She just went shopping. But when the police behind her hit her, it's like $9,000 worth of damage on the car.
To the back of the car.
Front too, because they pushed her
back into him.
Oh, the police car pushed her into the other car harder.
Yes, exactly.
This sounds to me like you got it made.
Is she hurt?
No, she's not hurt. She did mention her neck twice and her elbow once. And I said, honey, I had brought that up to her. She got mad at me and said, look, she's not for trying to, she's not going to lie.
Good for her.
Yeah, there's no reason to lie, but if she's got a neck and an elbow, she's hurt.
And most of this damage was done by the police car. Obviously. Yeah,
according to what my wife told me, And so anyway, we're still waiting for the police report. They can't do nothing until then. She did talk to the person at the department who's in charge of stuff like this. And I guess he told her that they got to wait 5 days for the police report to come back, blah, blah, blah.
Sometimes it's 2 weeks. I mean, it really is. I don't know why. Yeah, but sometimes
there's an important exception to what they call the doctrine of now I didn't even remember. So for these kinds of cases, when governments are exempt from liability, sovereign immunity, there's an exemption, a couple of them. One of them is the automobile exemption. So the police car negligently striking your wife's and your car from behind, they're on the hook for that. And they have insurance for that.
Unless they try to say the damage to the car in front of her, as extensive as it might be, was done before they hit her car. That's all easily proven by a reconstructionist. They'll know exactly who did the most damage. And I'm guessing, because I like the police, I support the police, they're going to step up and take care of this.
What, Jim, what's the value of your vehicle?
It's only about $12,000.
And there's $9,000 worth of damage?
I was told this morning.
Well, that car's total. I mean, then I can fix that car.
Oh, great. I love that car, man. That was a great car.
Well, if it's $9,000 and it's a $12,000 car, I'm telling you.
They might let you keep it if you want to drive it around the way it is.
Or
you can keep it in salvage.
Yeah.
But if she's, I appreciate what she said, but she said two things that are they're diametrically opposed. One, she said, I'm not hurt, and then two, she said, I'm hurt, and then she said, I'm not trying to not be hurt. So, if she's hurt, get medical attention. She doesn't have to ever file a claim. But that's more important medically than her philosophy of not trying to be compensated.
She should always check to make sure, because that could last a lifetime, her neck or something. She should always check to make sure.
Jim, when did this happen?
A couple days ago.
Okay, this is all new and fresh. I had a horrible accident in November. A motorcycle, 90 to 100 miles an hour, hit me. I said, I'm fine, and I felt fine. The fifth day, I could hardly get out of bed. I had a herniated disc, but it didn't herniate and swell and show up until 5 days. So it's too soon to know if she's hurt. It actually is.
Right, okay.
Do you have Scott's email address? As this progresses, my guess is going to be the police department are going to do what's right, and this will all be taken care of. But you have his email address?
The law office of Scott Sherman at
yahoo.com. Oh, my goodness, you were so close.
Gmail.
At gmail.com.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Good luck, Jim.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, guys.
At 2 days after the event, it's way too early to start worrying about anything.
Yeah.
Because if I'm going to get hit, I'd actually rather be hit by a police car. I would.
And if you have a 12,000-hour car, you should have more than liability only.
Yes.
That is not a safe way to drive around in this world.
That's the insurance you have on a car that your teenager's driving because it's worth $3,000.
Yeah.
Then you only have liability. You think we get one more if it's quick?
I guess.
Hey, John, can you do this quickly? If you can, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hello, Scott. Able to be here.
Thank you.
Do it now.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Okay, a friend of mine selling her house has a buyer for it. In between the time that it was actually sold, the next door neighbor had a fire, little damage to the house and smoke damage. The other guy next door, his insurance company paid, but the guy who was buying the house says, I'm not going to pay full price. Can we knock some money off? And they knocked like $4,000 to $5,000 off of the house. Where can she go? Can she get it from the other neighbor, or what's the story? The house already been sold. She's moved into a condo.
Well, that damage happened while she owned the house. She can prove that her damages from the fire caused her to lose X amount of dollars because of the difference between contract one and contract two. She should file a claim against the homeowner that had the fire for the damages that she had in the form of lost value of those two different contracts.
And by the way, John, that neighbor's house that was on fire that caused the damage, at $4,000 or $5,000, her insurance company will be happy to make that go away and pay that. That's not,
they
not
lucky
a big
they didn't
deal.
Kill somebody.
Yeah, it could have killed somebody. Could have caught her house on fire, burned the whole thing down. I think her insurance company would be happy to take care of that.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank
go
you,
ahead.
John. Thank you for listening. And I'm sorry to say we're out of time, but we are. One more time, here's Scott Sherman with his email address.
Law Office of Scott Sherman at gmail.com.
What a great service. Thank you again.
Thank you, guys.
We'll do this again. Next Thursday in the 4 o'clock hour. And now, here's Dan Strauss. Introduce, is it Tim?
Yes, it is.
Introduce Tim Weiland.
All right, thank you so much, Frank. Lots of problems out there in traffic. Here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Yeah, good news and bad news. Bad news is they're still working with the accident eastbound Highway 40 before 270. Lanes are blocked. You're backed up between Timberlake Manor and 141. But they have cleared the accident before, or between Clayton Warson and McKnight. All lanes are now open. You're still running slow from Spady all the way into McKnight, and then things open up a little more there. They have accident on eastbound Highway 5570. That you're jammed back to 157 now, and that's before Highway 40. You had the right lane that was blocked there. Westbound 70 running some slow pockets from Union. That goes all the way out past the airport. Eastbound Highway 270, that's running stop and go east of McDonald through New Florissant. And on southbound 270, slow to stop and go pockets now south of Page. That goes through Gravois. This traffic report brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance. From weekend getaways to road trips this summer, worry about where your car will take you, not about your car insurance. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Is it time for new reading glasses? Go to Readers.com. Readers.com has more than 700 styles to choose from in powers ranging from 1.0 to 7.0. Readers.com also has readers you won't find in stores, like bifocals, sun readers, and computer readers. Choose from hundreds of fashionable styles and colors for under $20. Go to Readers.com now and type in the coupon code DEAL at checkout, and you'll save up to 40% through this special offer. Order now, and we'll quickly deliver your readers right to your door. Plus, all of our readers are absolutely worry-free because they're backed by our 100% happiness guarantee. So save up to 40%, get convenient, fast delivery, and a 100% happiness guarantee. Go online to Readers.com to find your perfect pair of reading glasses for under $20. But don't miss this special offer to save up to 40%. Go to Readers.com now and enter the coupon code DEAL. Again, that's Readers.com. Coupon code DEAL.
KTRS St. Louis.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.